People cluster together in cities by chance or by choice. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Martin Krieger, professor of planning at the University of Southern California, examines how this applies to physics and whether cities behave like particles in a nucleus.
Cities show spatial clustering of people and enterprise by class, by race, by kind of industry. Sometimes that clustering is deliberate. Sometimes it is by chance or market mechanisms or the unplanned effect of regulations. Physical scientists understand clustering and orderliness when they think of the forces between molecules or particles. A liquid might freeze its molecules clustering in an orderly fashion, so we have ice. Matter is modeled as a 3D grid on which actual molecules are attached to the vertices, and perhaps something like electric fields may be attached to the links between vertices. If the molecules interact with their nearest neighbors, the lattice or grid may develop clusters of like particles in seas of unlike particles in seas of like particles. If the temperature is low enough, the particles form a sea of like particles and they are said to be aligned. In effect, there is freezing. If the temperature is high enough, there is very little clustering at all. There is randomness and heterogeneity. Those electric fields allow for new phenomena. Namely, particles become entangled with each other through those links, and it becomes impossible to separate them from each other. Individuals are confined, so to speak, never to be on their own. In actual cities, we see orderliness, heterogeneity, and confinement, depending on social and economic conditions. It's not as if people behave like molecules. Rather, there are common sources for the behavior of individuals in crowds.
That was Martin Krieger of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.